Gabriel Shepherd. Your session is about coping with isolation, depression, and success. That's the title. Yeah. What triggered your interest in this topic?
Well, it's been a personal battle, right? I mean, typically we talk about the things that we know best. And unfortunately, there was a dark period in my life that I had gone through that I had to fight through and figure out some answers to. And my thought process was I couldn't be the only entrepreneur in the startup culture that was going through these feelings of isolation and depression, trying to figure out what was next for me. And even in achieving a little bit of success, there was some battles with that in terms of anxiety and how we deal with those going day to day. So my thought process was, let's do this session, and I'm actually writing a book about it, to talk about these things and get these things out in the open in the startup and entrepreneurial world. And that's kind of where it formed. But I feel like the more we talk about these things and are open and honest with each other about our struggles, that's the only way we're going to begin to even try and solve some of these larger mental health issues.
Sarah Worthy, you're moderating a session on crowdsourcing mental health for free. What led you to this topic, Sarah?
Well, I think it's much like you were saying, Gabe, that in not just the entrepreneur community, but the creative community, it is something that is difficult for us to talk about. I've had my own issues with things, and I mean, it's weird for me to say this. You know, I have ADHD, and I take medication for it, and I'm saying this on the radio for probably the first time ever. I wrote it in an article about this, but it's even not in my presentation. All right, but our panel is, because I'll lose track, it's really focused on going online and using both the forums and also the healthcare official articles and research and drug facts and putting that data together yourself so that when you go and have a conversation with your doctor, you can get to better results through your treatment faster.
How could anybody not feel super vulnerable going online and asking a million people about how to deal with their depression?
Yeah, and actually most people, when they start that search online for an understanding of what's wrong with them, why do they feel this way or think these things, and they go online and they're reading, they're not engaging. They're trying to understand. And so they're going to these different forums. They're reading what the other people there are saying. And those people, they've been there for a while. And it, in a sense, it's much like support groups. But there are these online forums that you can access. So if you're in this tiny town, or if you're afraid that you might run into somebody you know on the way to the support group, and that will cost your job or your reputation. I mean, entrepreneurs, they're seeking funding. They've got a team they're trying to lead. Any weakness can lose a deal for them. Right. They can't risk that. But you can safely go online, and you can use some of the different tools depending on the level that you need to be concerned about your privacy. And you can engage in these forums. I mean, one of the things I did was I created a fake email account, and I had a free blog up on WordPress. And so it wasn't connected to me. You know, it was the WordPress.com one. So it was like my blog dot. And it was all linked that way, so I could go and participate, and I had an email, and people could respond, and I could respond back. But I wasn't doing that at first. I was very uncomfortable for several months in going online. I just needed to get help.
Like I said, I'm all for crowdsourcing. I'm gonna attend Sarah's panel because I think it's a great concept, a great idea. But at the end of the day, I also think that human interaction, it can solve so much more. You know, we get so divided by technology sometimes that it's still going to take that human front.
What you're doing, Gabe, is amazing. And the thing I thought of was all the co-working spaces now. Mm. Wouldn't it be great if that was some place where entrepreneurs could have more than just the next tech meetup?
Right.
It could be how as an entrepreneur to balance your life, you know, yoga for entrepreneurs and things like that that help. And, you know, not that yoga is the only way to relieve
yes.
stress. You know, ping pong for entrepreneurs is a good one too.